All right, Syed here. Today we're going to talk about how you can make your development experience more pleasurable as well as more productive by customizing preferences in Visual Studio for Mac. We've got a lot of preferences to go through, so let's just go ahead and dive right in. Okay, to get to preferences, you'll go to Visual Studio and the preferences menu item here. Let's take a note of this keyboard shortcut, Command Comma. We'll be using that going forward. So the first thing that I recommend to new users with Visual Studio for Mac is to set both the theme and the code styling here. All right, so for theme, we have a choice between light and dark. You can see I've got the dark theme applied here. And the other aspect is the editor theme, or the editor styling here, the color theme. You can see I'm using Solarize Dark, but there's a lot of different themes available. And you could also download custom themes as well online. We have support for a variety of different types of theme files. All right, you definitely want to make customize the visual style as well as the code theme to suit your needs there. So that's the first preference. All right, so in addition to that, you might also want to take a look at customizing your fonts that are displayed in the editor here. We can see that I've customized mine to use a open source font and also kind of bumped up the font size for demos. But you can set either your text editor or the different pads to have whatever types of font and font sizes that you'd like there. So I'll go ahead and keep what I have for now. All right, so now let's take a look at the default behavior when Visual Studio for Mac opens up. The default behavior is always to show the start window in Visual Studio for Mac. But if it's common for you to work on the same solution day in and day out, then you might want to take a look at load previous solution on startup. I'm going to go ahead and enable that load previous solution on startup here. And let me go ahead and click OK here. We can see I've got a solution here called .NET New Web. It consists of about four different projects. Let me go ahead and close the IDE, and then I'll relaunch it. All right, now we can see that we've reloaded Visual Studio for Mac. My previous solution was successfully started up as I expected. So that's a pretty big productivity win if you're working on the same solution day in and day out. Now let's take a look at some additional editor preferences here. So I'll use Command Comma to get back into preferences. We'll go down into the General tab for text editor. So myself, I'm not really using regions that much in my C# code. But you know, if you're like Barry Dorans, he really loves adding regions into his C# code. So if you're like him, you definitely want to come in here and check fold regions by default. And let's take a look. There's some additional settings in here too that I wanted to go over with you. So let's go into markers and rulers. There's a few kind of options here that I think might be really handy for people here. Let me slide this over to the right so we can see what these do. All right, so the first one will be show indentation guides. So if you look closely on my editor here, you can see where the braces are. We have these visual indent guides. So these help you kind of figure out where in your code you are and what scope in your code you're at. Let me toggle this off. So you can see when it's off, those indent guides don't show up. When it's on, they do show up. So you definitely want to go through and take a look for that one. Let me see. There's also another one that's kind of interesting too. I don't personally use it myself, but I do know several people who really do love this feature. Let me go ahead and turn that on. Visualize change lines. All right. So the idea behind visualize change lines is to essentially just kind of show you the lines which you've actually changed in your code. From when you actually opened it. So let me just go through and I'm just going to make some just kind of very basic, simple modifications, just adding some white space here. You can see on the left-hand side in the gutter, I get an indication as to, you know, what are the lines that I've recently touched here. Let me go ahead and close that and then I'll reopen it. So I'll save it. And so I wanted to show you that the show change lines is not like a source control type of feature, and it's only, you know, what are the lines that I've recently changed in the editor? If you close the file out, those do kind of get reset there. So that was one. Let's go back to the preferences. Oh, another one that's pretty handy as well is show invisible characters here. So if you wanted to see the line endings or any other invisible characters that that may appear in your file, you can enable that. That's also not a setting that I normally use, but I do know a lot of people that do like that feature. Okay, so now let's move on. We're going to move on to tweaking the behavior of IntelliSense, let me show you what's the default experience with IntelliSense when you're deleting characters here. All right, so I'm just going to go through and just delete some characters here. So I removed the call to that method there, and we can see as I was deleting characters, there was no IntelliSense to try and help me out if I wanted to then start completing that. So if I wanted to, you know, after I made some deletions, I can do dot, and then the IntelliSense will reappear, or if I'm in the middle of some deletions, I can always do control space to get the IntelliSense to reappear. But there's another way to do it as well, so let me just undo what I did. All right, so let me go back into preferences, and then we're going to go under behavior and then C#. All right, so here we have the setting here that I wanted to let you know about. So show completion list after a character is deleted. So let me go ahead and enable that one. So now we can see here, as I delete, the completions themselves actually show up. So I don't have to delete all the way back to the period, and I don't have to retype the period. As I make deletes, then the completions will show up automatically for me. All right, so let's go back to that same area. So Command comma there. I'm going to go back up to text editor behavior tab here, and this is where you would set settings for the text editor across different file types. Previously, we were inside the C# specific settings there. One that I think is very handy is format document on save, and this is one that I typically do turn on for my IDE as I'm starting to work with my solutions here. So format document on save. So let me go through here, and I've already configured what I want the code formatting to look like. And I'm going to make some changes here to kind of break the formatting a little bit. Okay, so I've made some changes here to kind of mess up my formatting. And then, okay, so then what I'll do is now I'm going to go ahead and do a save here. So as I do a save, kind of keep an eye out on this code here. Okay, so we'll just say save all. And we can see as I made that save, Visual Studio for Mac automatically reformatted my code according to how I've configured that in preferences. We can go into preferences under source analysis for C#. And then this is the area where you would actually define the styling of your code and what gets applied as your documents get formatted there. Okay, so now I'm going to make a couple changes to this application to introduce a couple errors. So I'll remove a couple semicolons here and in a couple different files. Okay, so I've made two minor edits that will cause this application to not build. So let me go to build and let's take a look at what the experience is. So you can see there that I invoked a build, and then the error pad automatically showed up. So that's actually a preference which I've configured in my version of this IDE here. So I'll go back into preferences. That was command comma. And then I'm going to go into projects and build. And then right here, so jump, no, this one actually, show error pad, always, never, on errors or on errors or warnings. So typically what I do, I think the default is never here, but what I do, I set this to on errors. And then whenever we do build, if there's an error, it will pop up, and then we can start addressing those errors and then go from there. All right, so those are all the kind of preference tweaks that I have for you today, but definitely do keep an eye out for more videos in this video series. And also please take a look at our docs at aka.ms/vsmacdocs, all one word. Thank you.